Over the past couple of weeks, I've been spotlighting, pun intended, just some of the many, many examples of what is offered in the Western North Carolina, Piedmont, and upstate South Carolina areas in terms of arts and entertainment. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Each of these offerings has been different in the types of entertainment, for whom the entertainment is selected, and in the case of the Chapman Cultural Center, the fact that it is possible to bring together an entire county's worth of cultural organizations under one giant umbrella. Steve Wong is the marketing director, and it's his job to keep track of everything that's going on and to spread the word, a job he does exceedingly well.
We here in Spartanburg have been able to bring together basically nine different organizations that represent a very wide range of art and culture of this community under one roof, and that is here at the Chapman Cultural Center. And this year, it marks our fifth year being here. However, it should be noted that many of the agencies that are part of the Cultural Center have decades and decades of history in Spartanburg.
What are the member organizations under the Chapman roof?
The Spartanburg Repertory Company, the Artists Guild of Spartanburg, Ballet Spartanburg, the Music Foundation of Spartanburg. We have the Spartanburg Art Museum, Spartanburg Little Theater, Youth Theater, and imagine that, the Historical Association, the Spartanburg Science Center, and the Carolina Foothills Artisan Center, which is actually over in Chesney. So all these agencies have come together to work together to have the advantages that a group environment can offer them to present their individual art or their discipline to the community and the surrounding community. Right now, we're seeing about 250,000 people come to the Chapman Cultural Center each year.
I've actually only interviewed one of the groups under the Cultural Center's roof, and that is the Imagine That group.
Well, Imagine That is a theatrical company of high school students, and they specialize in improv, impromptu performances, but they base their performances in current social issues that are of importance to young people. So you have them doing performances about drug abuse, bullying, academics, sex, addiction, about parents, fashion, again, all the things that concern young people, but they do it in an extremely creative way. They don't usually script what they do. They may have a broad idea as to how they want to approach it, but when they get on stage and do a performance, it is very improv.
Also under the umbrella is a phenomenal variety of visual arts, both in traveling exhibits and local artists.
And we do pride ourselves on doing not only the art of this community, but also the cultural lifestyles of this community. A good example of that is the Historical Association. The Spartanburg County Historical Association has the museum here at the Chapman Cultural Center. And of course, that museum is all about the history of Spartanburg County. And it goes back, you know, hundreds of years. It hits on all the high points of military history. We have a lot of colleges here, agriculture. All the high points of our history are there in a somewhat permanent exhibit. But now, throughout the year, they do special exhibits, as well as the Walnut Grove, the Sea House, and the Price House here in this community, too. So they do a great job of promoting the history of this community, which is very much part of our culture.
You also have a number of theater productions.
The Spartanburg Little Theater is certainly a shining star here at the Chapman Cultural Center. Just these past 2 weeks, they opened up the new season with The King and I. They have a wide variety, including Chicago. They're in the season in the spring with A Streetcar Named Desire. They also have the Youth Theater, which is children's theater, and they also, again, have Imagine That.
What music does the Chapman Cultural Center offer?
The biggest thing is the Music Foundation of Spartanburg. Now, most of their performances are going to be at Twitchell Auditorium over at Converse College, but here you have a world-class situation performing the most beautiful pieces of classical music you can ever imagine.
Are they more locally focused, or do they bring in some big names as well?
They're always bringing in special guests. Their next performance will be in November. They're bringing in Anthony McGill, and later on they have Michael Ludwig, and they do have one Pops concert this year during Valentine's season, and it's jazz and romance.
Is there a chorus type of organization within the center?
We don't have a chorus here at the Chapman Cultural Center. The partner that takes care of singing for us is the Spartanburg Repertory Company, primarily musical theater and light opera. This does mark their 25th year being here in the Spartanburg community, and they have two performances this year. They have a spring performance and a fall performance. It's coming up Little Mary Sunshine on October the 12th through the 14th. Then in the spring, in March, they're doing The Bat. In between those, they are also having a 25th gala fundraiser in January.
You mentioned dance.
Ballet Spartanburg handles all things dance for us. Now, even though they say Ballet Spartanburg, keep in mind that they do everything. And I do mean quite literally everything. They do hip-hop classes, lyrical dance, jazz, ballroom, shagging lessons, you name dance, and they're doing it here pretty much. It's a very huge teaching facility, as well as having several performances each year. Their big things for the season is that they do have a performance coming up in October, and it's called Angelina Ballerina's The Big Audition. And it's also a double header because the other part of the show is The Elves and the Shoemaker. So come October 19th and 20th, there'll be a giant pink mouse on the stage entertaining hundreds of little girls, creating the next generation of ballerinas. Now, of course, during the Christmas holidays, we'll be doing the Nutcracker again. And then in the spring, they do something called Dance Synergy 5, where you have local dancers doing local choreography with local musicians. The real big stress is on moderns.
What have we forgotten?
We didn't mention folk art so much, because folk art is handled by the Carolina Foothills Arts and Center over in Chesney. That is a very big component of what we do.
So, to find out all about all of the things that are happening in the arts and cultural community in the Spartanburg area,
check out our website, and it's just chapmanculturalcenter.org. If you want to talk to us, 864-542-ARTS, A-R-T-S.
Thank you again, Steve Wong, marketing for the Chapman Cultural Center, where everything artistic or cultural is connected under one roof successfully. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.